For 30 years, Cheryl Atkinson was a correspondent and an anchor at CBS News, PBS, CNN. I mean, boy. And then they found out she wasn't crazy progressive. She was actually looking for the truth no matter where the chips fell. Yeah. So they had to run her out on her rail. Good thing for us, there is something called the interwebs. The information superhighway really gave her home. Now she also has her her own show with Sinclair called Full Measure, and she actually looks for the truth. Cheryl Atkinson, how are you?
I am terrific, thank you.
You're welcome.
How are you?
I'm very good. I'm interested in hearing your theory and what you found with the State Department and shadow diplomacy.
Well, let me just say that I typically, without trying to be in sort of a contrarian, I see something entirely different than what I think even some of the Republicans see when I listen to these hearings. And it is sort of the last gasp of the persistent bureaucracy within the State Department.
Yes.
Speaking against a president who came in and did exactly what he said he was going to do.
Yes.
Change business as usual, take charge. They didn't like it. And I would go so far as to say there have been some key admissions by our diplomats that they took actions contrary to what they understood the president's foreign policy desires were, which I believe is extra constitutional and perhaps worse. But they seem to think, we've now heard it stated explicitly, they think the bureaucrats, they run the show and the president works for them. And they're out of their minds when he didn't see things the way they wanted him to see them.
Well, they have a lot. The State Department has a lot invested in Ukraine and a policy called Civil Society 2.0 that was designed by Hillary Clinton when she was at the State Department, Barack Obama, and some other figures that usually only belong in conspiracy theories like George Soros. And they have set this course up as a matter of policy. And they spoke about it at the time, Cheryl, with people who were in the room helping design it, that they needed it to be institutionalized so it wouldn't matter what presidents would do when they came in and went. That's not what the State Department is supposed to do. The State Department works for the president, not for themselves, unelected officials.
And I think that's one of the revelations. This is them explicitly saying otherwise. And I would also point out, I looked at the disclosures the other day for the Foreign Agents Registration Act. This is where foreign countries disclose the lobbying, the foreign agents they're hiring here in the U.S. to lobby for their interests. Most countries have in this congressional summary maybe a page of people they've hired, you know, to do certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Ukraine is by far the biggest. It has pages and pages of people it's hired in the last few years to lobby journalists and members of Congress to make contributions, all kinds of things. And I don't think that's any coincidence that everybody is advocating. It looks to me like these State Department officials, it sounds to me like they're advocating for Ukraine and trying to change the president's mind.
Yes.
Rather than the other way around.
Right. I mean, I here's the thing that is lost on me, why people can't connect here. Quid pro quo is a way of life. I mean, it's commerce, it's free market, it's our marriage. Everything is quid pro quo. You cheat on me and I'm probably not going to hang around.
I might add that it's controversial when there is not a precondition for foreign aid or a white.
Yes,
aid.
Yes.
It's controversial at times if there haven't been conditions set. That's expected to have conditions set.
Why would we just give money away, especially to a country that all sides, even Ukrainians, say corrupt as hell? Why wouldn't we have conditions on that money?
And something new has arisen the last day and a half, at least in my mind. There is such an effort by these diplomats to make sure no one would commit in Ukraine to a corruption investigation or look into election meddling in 2016. Why? What is the harm? I mean, they may be right. They may be wrong that there wasn't any. There's good evidence that there was some. Left-leaning Politico concluded there was, based on firsthand interviews. But let's just say there isn't there wasn't any, what's the harm of having the investigation that would show that? Why are they so hell-bent on keeping the president of Ukraine from committing to any investigation into corruption or 2016 or Burisma? I think it's strange.
Cheryl, I would love to have your brain around this. May I send you a box of documents from the State Department, from the court system in Ukraine, along with videotape of what we have on officials admitting to these things? Because the facts are all there. No one is willing to go there. And it is, if this becomes just about Donald Trump, my opinion, Cheryl, on this whole thing is, if Donald Trump was doing something wrong, illegal, then he should pay the price. If the Democrats were doing something wrong or illegal, they should pay the price. But we need to overturn every stone because our republic is at stake. Just like with Russia, if Donald Trump was colluding with Russia, he should have been impeached. I don't care who's right or wrong. I want to know the truth.
Well, and I'm concerned that the persistent bureaucracy has been quite effective in punishing anybody around President Trump so far that has gone off script of what they want to happen. And if they're able to make it where a president can't institute foreign policy, can't call for investigations into corruption, can't condition aid, I mean, we've then given up any notion that the Constitution that says the president determines foreign policy is at play. We've basically then said, no, today the bureaucracy decides these things. The president just has to go along with them.
Cheryl, can I tell you something that President Bush told me in the Oval Office? I was there the day that Barack Obama, who was then trailing Hillary Clinton, he said that, you know, if I had charge, I would send our jets. I don't care about their airspace. If I want to find, you know, the bad guys and they're in Afghanistan, I'll just send the jets over. And this is at the time where we kind of thought that maybe Afghanistan was kind of an ally. And I said, Mr. President, I mean, can we do that? It's an ally. What would that mean? And he looked at me and he tried to comfort me and it spooked the hell out of me. He said, Glenn, don't worry. I don't care who sits in this chair. When they do, they will be advised by exactly the same people. They'll see the same facts and they'll realize the president's hands are pretty tied. It's just going to stay the same.
Well, can you imagine being an outsider like Trump who comes in to change that, who understands that and thinks it's harmful to the nation?
Right.
Or you're Jeff Sessions, and I have good authority that says he whispered in his own office when he met with certain people because other people were listening who worked for him he didn't trust. And you want to do things, but nobody around you supports it. How are you going to implement anything?
This is what I think, you know, term limits are so important, but I think service limits are important. These institutions, if you've been there and you've seen five presidents come and go, what do you care what the president said? I've outlasted all of you guys. And
right.
The arrogance grows and the programs, again, you should, please, I'll send you the information. Look up Civil Society 2.0 and what they were really doing and what they still are doing in Chile. They institutionalized this so it just runs under the radar and the president may or may not even know it, but that is truly what they're covering here. And every single one of these people that have been testifying, they're all involved in it. I mean, like deeply. I have emails that through FOIA requests that have come from them, and I have the money. I have the State Department connections. We have all of it. It's not a hidden secret. It's just that no one will look into it in the press. And I think that's because they've made it about Trump.
And I think I did an interview with an author named Thomas Kranawitter. He wrote a book called Save the Swamp. And he touches upon what you're saying, but he goes back historically and says this was designed, the swamp as we know it.
Yes.
By design was thought that there will be bureaucrats, the permanent government they called themselves, that despite what the elections found, and we'd be distracted by the elections, the permanent government would be the ones running the show. And
right.
I think it's exactly what we're seeing today.
It really grew out of Woodrow Wilson's frustration with the League of Nations. He just knew that was right, and so we just have to get this done. And between him and FDR, it just grew into this hydra that now is, I think, beyond most people's comprehension, because they don't hear about it ever by design.
According to, I just looked up a quick quote from this book, and Kranewitter, the author, said, early social scientists sketching out the plan of what an administrative state would look like often used the phrase permanent government and said, we'll still have elections, and they're useful because they distract citizens, but what's going to happen is we will be the Leviathan of a permanent government in no way affected by the results of the election.
And that's exactly where we are. I've been doing my research on this Ukraine thing for about a year, and what we started to find about a year ago was disturbing. And the more we look into it, and it's truly terrifying. If the Senate doesn't pick this up and expose what's going on, if they make this just about Donald Trump, all of this stuff is just a show. It's just a show, and nothing's going to really change.
The Senate, in the midst of all this in 2015 or 2016, started a Ukrainian caucus. That's not a coincidence. I'm sure that was a result of lobbying and contributions.
Sure.
And I think a lot of them, I'm talking about Republicans, are tied up in this, in the Ukrainian interest, in a way we don't understand. And they are not doing much to counter this false narrative that there was no Ukrainian interference in the election. They're kind of sitting silently by, with maybe a couple of exceptions. They're not holding hearings they could hold. They're not counterpointing some of these things that are not true. So I'm not really confident they're going to do a strong and great job if you're looking at them for a counterpoint.
Cheryl, may I have off air, may I have one of my researchers send you a bunch of raw information, and we can give you the outline on it. But I would love for you to see these documents, because you are absolutely right. And I think we have proven the case beyond a reasonable doubt with official documents, but there's so much more work to be done on it, and it has to be exposed. May I reach out to you after the show?
Yes, of course. I'd love to look at it.
Cheryl, thank you so much. Appreciate it. God
thank
bless.
You,
you bet. She's the host of Full Measure with Cheryl Atkinson, and just a really, really very bright woman.